the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 308. Scratch.
Broadcasting from a corner of the internet, so remote, so unstable, that we have to keep feeding the meter to reboot our dial-up connection. This is Comedy Forecast, random bits of audio fun. And now, here's your host, Clinton!
Oh, hi, folks. We're well into 2014 now. But, you know, I think I made a mistake. See, since it starts on the same day of the week, I figured I could just reuse my old 1997 wall calendar this year and save some money. The thing is, I keep forgetting that the notes written on it are old. Just the other day, I had to remind myself that I don't have to, quote, wonder if this new Harry Potter book series is going to be a hit. Oh, but there's a second note here. Talk to JK about the Harry-Hermione relationship. Maybe I should have followed up on that one.
Hey, excuse me.
Yes?
Yeah, man, if you don't mind my asking, what's that in your jacket pocket?
Oh, these. They are Dick Bando's scratch cards.
Oh, man. Sounds nasty. Look, if I were you, I'd tell this Dick Bando guy to just get some lotion or something.
No! Dick Bando is Dick Bando. And these are Dick Bando's lottery tickets.
What the what now?
Dick Bando is Dick Bando. And
No, I got that part. You're Dick Bando. But what did you call those things?
Lottery tickets. And when Dick Bando scratches them, Dick Bando could win a prize.
Yeah, right. Do you also rub lamps? I hear that works too.
Dick Bando will show you. Dick Bando will now see if Dick Bando has won a prize by simply doing this.
Wow, why bother putting that silver stuff on there if you're just gonna scratch it right off again?
If they didn't put it on there, people would know if the cards were winners before they bought them. And then who would buy them?
Hoarders?
You're ruining this for Dick Bando.
Sorry. Okay. Well, how does this work?
First, Dick Bando rubs off this circle. There is a six there. Now, Dick Bando will rub off the other circles, and if Dick Bando matches the six, Dick Bando wins a prize.
I see. It's like a tiny Vegas on a card. Minus the cheap buffet and crappy Cirque du Soleil show.
Exactly!
So is that what's on all those cards they give out on the strip?
No.
How did you make out?
Nothing. Exactly nothing.
Wow. That looks like so much fun.
Why don't you try one?
Oh, I wouldn't want to deprive you of your 5 seconds of nirvana. You've got an itch, and you've got to scratch it off.
Go on, give it a try. Here.
Well, what do I do?
Take this quarter. First, scratch off this circle.
7. I win.
No. You...
But 7 is my lucky number.
That may be, but you have to match that with the numbers under these 6 circles. Every time you match, you win $2. And if you match them all, you win $1,000,000.
Wow. What a racket, man. Hey, does the government know about this?
Just scratch them off.
Ooh, this first one is a 7.
There you go. You won $2.
I won? No. It's your ticket, man.
Please, consider this Dick Bando's treat.
Okay, I'll consider it. Hey, look, another 7. That's $4. You sure you want to give me this card?
Dick Bando is sure. The ticket cost Dick Bando $4. It's only worth what Dick Bando paid for it.
Not anymore. Another 7. I'm up to $6.
That is quite lucky.
There's no luck in this. It's randomly generated numbers.
All right, Sheldon Cooper. Keep scratching.
All right. No need to get your ass caught in a bunch. Huh.
Well, your luck had to end at some point.
Yeah, But not yet. I just got another seven. $8.
Wow! We are doing great!
We? Who's we?
Well, it is Dick Bando's ticket.
But you said you gave it to me.
Oh, right! Dick Bando is known for having a tremendous sense of humor. Of course it's yours. Keep scratching.
Look, I'm not sure I should. Maybe I should just stop here. I mean, $8 is great.
Scratch!
Another seven. That's $10.
Dick Bando can count.
No, really, I think we should stop.
No, not now. One more seven, and you win $1,000,000.
Yeah, but look at it this way. If I stop now, that's just theoretical, right? I can just take my $10, and you can live your life thinking that the final number wasn't a seven.
Scratch the damn ticket!
Okay, okay. Oh.
What is it? It's a seven, isn't it? You got a seven!
Yeah, I did. I won $1,000,000. Sorry.
Why should you be sorry? You won $1,000,000!
But it's your ticket, man.
No! That's your ticket. Dick Bando gave you the $1,000,000 ticket. Dick Bando has this ticket. This losing ticket. But it's just as good. I mean, look, Dick Bando can use it to make an eye patch, or a butter knife, or a festive bookmark.
Aren't you carrying a Kindle?
Who cares? You won $1,000,000!
Yeah, oh, look, there's one more thing to scratch off.
What?
Huh, this number doesn't match.
Give me that! You scratched off the void if removed section. This card is worthless now!
Oh, is it?
Wait, did you do that on purpose?
Did I?
Dick Bando guesses Dick Bando was getting a bit carried away.
Yeah, just a bit.
Maybe Dick Bando should just give up this lottery ticket thing.
That's a good idea, man. I think it would be healthier for you.
Ah! Here's Dick Bando's limousine.
Limousine?
Yes! Dick Bando is the rubber band baron. Dick Bando is filthy rich. Can Dick Bando give you a lift someplace?
No. I don't have any place to go. I kind of live here on the street.
Oh.
But, if there's any way you could help out a veteran who's down on his luck?
After all you just did for Dick Bando, what kind of person would Dick Bando be if Dick Bando did not help a fellow human being down on his luck? Feel free to keep the quarter.
Well, that could have gone better.
And now, another Danny Hillcrest Snap Judgment Moving Motion Picture Review in 3D!
Hi! Danny Hillcrest here. Today, I'm here to talkingly tell you about the new Kevin Costner movie. No, not Kevin Costner in the spy movie Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit, or Kevin Costner in the upcoming football movie Draft Day, or Kevin Costner in the inevitable Superman spinoff, Pa Kent, Zombie Farmer. Nope, I'm talking about Kevin Costner in the movie opening February 21st called 3 Days to Kill. It's convenient, because it's both a title and it tells you just how long they took to make this movie. This one is obviously a biographical personal story about the lady female head of CTI and how she hired a new talent agent for Kevin Costner.
You're the best agent for this job, Ethan. We need you.
And the toll it takes on this new agent.
I just want to spend a little more time with my daughter and my wife.
Good or bad, when you work for the agency, it becomes your whole life.
But inevitably, the agent is responsible for Kevin's involvement with Waterworld and the Postman. So the lady boss has the agent killed. And then she books Kevin into this very film.
That's the job. You have 3 days to kill.
And I have 30 seconds to say, no, thank you. And that's my uninformed review of 3 Days to Kill. I love it!
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick?
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Okay, remember, folks, you can subscribe to Comedy Forecast through iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else fine podcasts are listed. And if you'd like to become a Comedy Forecast patron, check out the Patreon link on the right-hand side of the page over at comedyforecast.com. And that's with the number 4. Or search for Clinton or Comedy Forecast on patreon.com. For just $1 an episode, you can help support the show. And for those of you already signed up as patrons, thank you so very, very much.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying, that's it. We're done.
Bye-bye.